Hello, lovely listeners. This is Barry Mamu coming to you once again. Today we're going to talk about self-awareness. And in order for us to improve our lives, you know, we have to be aware of certain things that we do that doesn't help us to move forward. And we're going to also look at this in context of the black community. This is part of the book that I'm writing, which I seem never to finish. But after my CD, I'm going to finish it. So next year, you can read more into it. But today, I want to touch on one or two of those things, and then we can move forward. Are you ready? Yes. So self-awareness is the ability to see the things that are good and bad about yourself, the things that you do that doesn't help you, and the things that you do that helps you. So these are the two things that you have to check. That's self-awareness, basically. So I want to welcome you once again. This is Know Thyself on High Radio Amsterdam, the radio with a vision. You know, God bless you for tuning in, and I hope that this is a blessing to you. And also, as black people, we need to really be aware of ourselves and the things that we do that are good and the things that we do that are not good. If you don't evaluate your life, yeah, bad things will happen to you, or any wind will blow you, and then you are part of that wind. So there are basically five areas that I write off. Number one, who am I? That's your identity. Number two, where am I from? That's your heritage. Number three, what can I do? Your potential. Number four, where am I? Why am I here? Your purpose. Number five, where am I going? Faith and hope in yourself and in God. So these are the five main pillars of self-awareness that I write. Maybe I'll discover more, but at this time, I have five main pillars. Your identity, your heritage, your potential, your purpose, your faith, and your hope. These are things that we have to instill in our children: their identity, their heritage, their potential, their purpose, their faith, and their hope. In growing up, my father really instilled some of these things in me. That's why I write about them. You know, who are you? Your identity. So when we say identity, what do we mean by identity? Because even the title of my book is Black Identity. Black Identity and Black Unity. So it's Black Identity, Black Unity. I called it in Kaboom, actually. You see, unity, black identity and black unity, because those two are tied. So who am I? That's the question. Identity is the qualities, beliefs, personality, looks, or expressions that make a person or group. That's it. So your qualities, the things that are in you that you've built into yourself, your beliefs, your personality, your looks, how you look. When you see me, you immediately, you know I'm a black guy, right? Yeah. So that's part of my identity. And then the way I express myself, I talk about black things a lot, I talk about God a lot, and I do music. So you identify me with those qualities. That as for Amo, anytime he gets an opportunity, he talks about God, he talks about music, and he talks about black history. So those are the things that, even though I have other things, those are the things that you know me, people will know me for and identify me for. You understand? So one thing you have to do is that make sure that people identify you for the right things. One of the best ways to do that is ask people to tell you what comes into their mind when they think about you instantly. They should answer it instantly, you know? And then see. It's not that what people say about you is so important to you, no. But you just want to see whether you are projecting what you want to project yourself to people to be. So you always have to make sure that if you want people to see you as someone who is a good person, you have to do good things. If you want people to see you as someone who is prayerful, you have to be prayerful. And we have to see praying results in your life. You see? So these are some of the things. You have to project what you want, the qualities that you want people to see in you. And you have to be intentional about these things. The process of identity can be actually creative or destructive. Sometimes when we look at ourselves, all we see is the bad things, and then we start to destroy ourselves. And sometimes we take on the negative information that people speak about us. Listen, let me tell you something. I really don't care what people say about me. One time, somebody came to me and is like, I've heard this and this about you. Wow, it was so bad. Do you want to hear what this and this person said? I said, no, I'm not interested. The person was shocked. In fact, for 1 month, the person was kept calling me, because even Jesus says that what you put in your body is if you allow light into your body, you produce light. If you allow darkness, I don't care. That is, I really don't. What other people think about me, because people will talk about you. Even Jesus, the Son of God, people talked about him. People talked about him. So how much more me? Whatever people say about you, that's their business. Let them talk about you. I learned such great lessons from two people in the Bible that people really talked about. The first one is Joseph. Joseph was accused of something he didn't do. That smeared his name. You know, but at the end of the day, his gifts and his abilities and his dependence on his God proved him to be right. And he became such a blessing to the whole world. In fact, had it not been him, the whole world would have lost a high percentage of the population of the world. Based on his interpretation of the dream and him having the knowledge to store grain and to feed the whole world for 7 years. Could you imagine? And this was a man who was accused. Now we all know, but at that time, if today anybody is accused of anything, rape or anything, we will all believe him, right? But he didn't allow this thing to bring him down. If there are a lot of us, you know, you see, one of his qualities, one of the qualities of Joseph was the ability to interpret dreams. And this, his ability to interpret dreams, is what got him to become a slave in the first place. He went to his brothers and his father to say that, oh, he has dreamed that this and this. So if it was somebody who would have gone like me, as for me, when it comes to dreams, hey, don't tell me about your dream. I'm not going to interpret for you, because that is what got him into trouble, right? Interpreting dreams. So, but you see, because he understood himself, he knew that that was his identity. He kept pursuing it. When somebody came to ask him about their dreams, he didn't go like, hey, me, I'm not going to interpret your dream for you anymore. This is what got me into trouble. No, that's his identity, and he worked on it. The other person that really inspires me when it comes to standing your ground and not minding the people that speak against you is David. Now, in 1 Kings, it tells us that David came to where the army was gathered, and Goliath was there screaming, and then he started to inquire. His brother came to him, and his brother immediately went like, have you finished taking care of the sheep? Who did you leave the sheep for? And he's saying that, but he's actually saying it in a demeaning way so that David will feel bad, you see, and know his place, because your place is with the sheep. Your place is not here. Leave Goliath to us. We the big boys. You go and take care of the sheep. But I like what David did. David just turned and ignored him. That's what the Bible says. I was like, wow, this guy, he's somebody, and he kept asking. You see, just be focused. Know who you are. Know your qualities. Know what God has placed in you. If you don't know, discover it. See the things that make you angry, the things that make you mad, like your righteous anger, the things that you see in society that makes you angry. You know that's where it is leading you to. Those are your qualities. And sometimes your struggles will challenge you. Struggles will challenge you and make you feel like you don't belong or you are nobody. But never let that fool you. Always strive hard. Know that, listen, as a black person, you are an African. You are an African. You are a black person. You are an African. No matter what anybody tells you. This is what Nkrumah says. Nkrumah says that Africa is born in you, even though you weren't born in Africa. You see, you were born outside Africa, but still Africa was born in you. You are an African. You come from the motherland. Everybody comes from the motherland, but you come from the motherland. Yes, you are Surinamese. Claim Suriname, and then also claim Africa, because that's your identity. You are an American. Claim America. Also claim Africa. You can claim both, because the Europeans, they claim America and they claim Europe. So why not you? That's number one, your identity. Who am I? Really figure that out. heritage. Then number two is heritage. Where am I from? Now, this is one of the areas where Africans, we don't do well. Heritage. Heritage has to do with historic sites or an official location where pieces of political, military, or cultural or social history has been preserved. So anywhere that your history is preserved is where your heritage is. You see, we build a home for our children so that we can build a heritage. Have you ever seen somebody who goes back to their home, like your where you grew up as a child? You see how you feel? You feel such peace inside you. That's heritage. Europeans are very good at preserving heritage. They are so good at it that they even steal our own. Anything that belongs to us, they take it and they claim it is theirs. They claim Jesus, they claim the Bible, they've claimed Jerusalem, which is in Africa, they've claimed Egypt. Anything black people do, they claim. In fact, in the Second World War, when Menelik II defeated the Italians, and he drove the Italians out of Ethiopia, you know what European media did? They started to paint Menelik as a white man in the newspapers because they didn't want people to know that a black man defeated white people. You see, that's what they do. Anything that shows our greatness, they will take. We have to learn how to preserve our greatness. Somebody will ask you, what it's not important. You see, when your child sees that you have done great things, it motivates them to do greater things. That is why, even though you can go to school and you'll be better than white people in class, they turn out to produce better. Because, you see, we are not only minded people, we are emotional people. You see, your heart and your mind is what makes your soul. You see, so the soul must be fed in its entirety. So we think that we can just go to school and that will make us... No. Our cultural heritage must be preserved. We have to teach our children the great things that our fathers have done. Not only talk about all the curses and all the burdens. We are used to that. Always talking about the bad side of black things. And I'm not saying that don't talk about the bad side. But also talk about the good. Teach your children about the mosques. Teach them about some of this. Now, not only go to Africa to go and look at the natural things, but the things that we built. We built the pyramids. You see, the first time Abraham stepped in Egypt was 2,000 years before Christ. So approximately around this time, when you calculate it back, Abraham is not that old. That's 4,000 years when you count it from today. By the time Abraham was in Egypt, all the pyramids had been built already. You see, all the pyramids were built already. So understand that we built these things. And they are still standing. When you go to Italy and you see their Colosseum, the Colosseums have broken down. And these Colosseums are not even more than 1,000 years old. But you go to Egypt, these things are, some of them are 15,000 years old. That old. And yet still, they still stand. So teach your children and let them have pride in that. That we are builders. It helps your children to become builders. Now, we cannot even build common gutter in Africa. We have to understand how psychology works. If we teach our children in school that they are builders, that they were able to build the pyramids and all these great things, they will grow and become, and they'll be able to build gutters. You see? Now, understand that everywhere that there are pyramids, black people were, because that's how black people buried their dead. So, Egypt actually has the lowest number of pyramids. Even though their pyramids are the biggest. So Egypt has approximately between 118 to 120 pyramids. Mexico actually has over 250 pyramids. Guatemala has 300 to 400 pyramids. South America pyramids actually totals like 1,000 pyramids. So it shows you how black civilization was growing there. In Greece, there are 10 pyramids in Greece. There is one in France. So you see where black people have all come to dominate. There are several in Spain. They have 10 in Sicily at the moment. There are 2 pyramids in Russia. Sudan actually has over 80 pyramids, around 200 pyramids, more than even Egypt. But they only talk about Egypt because, you see, when the Arabs came to take over Egypt, what happened was that the civilization moved to form the Nubian kingdoms. You see, the Nubian kingdoms, they were the same people that were ruling there, that they had been driven downstairs. So when they came there, they built pyramids. In fact, one of the most richest pyramids in the world was in Sudan. But guess what? When the Italian archaeologist went inside, he was so shocked. They took everything out, and after taking it out, they broke the pyramid down. Why? But because they have to maintain the idea that the white people built the pyramids in Egypt. So then to have a pyramid in Sudan that is bigger than the ones in Egypt is kind of like a crime, right? It doesn't fit the narrative, so they had to break it down. The first church temple ever built outside of Jerusalem was built in Ethiopia, in Lalibela. It was dug out of a rock. In fact, when you go to Google, you can Google this. You type the temple in Lalibela. It's so beautiful. The rock, which was in the ground, they dug in the ground and made the church out of the rock in the ground. It's such a beautiful place. One day I'll visit there. Know that a people without the knowledge of their past, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots. A people without the knowledge of their past, their origin, or their culture is like a tree without roots. So they tell us our history is past. Oh, don't mind. There's nothing to it. But then they build History Channel. They build Discovery to teach their history. Meanwhile, our own is not good. You see, be smart and be wise. Teach your children your history. In fact, even when you read Exodus from Exodus 12 to 15, you see where God is telling Moses and the Israelites to never forget their past. Today, the Israelites remember their past so much that we know it more than even we know our history. When you ask a Ghanaian about Israel, he knows Israel more than he knows about his own people. Why? Because God told them never to forget, and they made sure they never forgot. So the Jewish people have 7 festivals. All is to celebrate their history. Even Yom Kippur, the biggest one, which is Passover, is to celebrate how God delivered them. They are never to forget. So why do you, black man, forget your history? Why do you forget your history? When even God instructs his people not to forget. In fact, in Exodus chapter 13, verse 3, this is what the Bible says. It says that, remember the day you came out of Egypt. God is saying, never forget. Remember. So please, remember your history. Because God, even God knows the value of history. The European knows the value of history. Because of that, we have lost a lot of our heritage. So when you look into history and you look at black things, you don't see so many things. And we cannot teach our children. Our children walk with their heads down because they feel like they are nobody. This is what Karl Marx says. A people without a heritage are easily persuaded. A people without heritage. What is heritage? Heritage is keeping certain accomplishments so that our children can go there and learn. When you go to Nkrumah's Museum, it's collecting dust. The one that they are really keeping alive is the slave castles. I don't understand how we think. The one that diminishes us, that one we rather polish it. But the one that makes us feel like we are somebody, we allow dust to gather around it. We have to keep everything. But you see, the disbalance is. So you see that's why black people are easily persuaded. This is what Karl Marx says. Karl Marx is the one that introduced communism. And this is what he says. A people without a heritage are easily persuaded. Heritage is keeping the things that make you look great so that the next generation will come and see it. That's heritage. Our rich and varied cultural heritage has a profound power to help build our nation. That's what Mandela says. Mandela even recognized that our rich and varied cultural heritage has a profound power to help build our nation. So in order for us to build our nation, we need to preserve our heritage. This is what Mandela is saying. It's not me saying what this Mandela is saying. So the second thing about being aware of yourself is your heritage. Who am I? Where am I from? And that is how, that's what our children have to get to know. Where are they from? You have to tell them. You can't just tell your child that, oh, you are from, we are from Asamankese. No, that is not enough. You have to show them some great things that Asamankese people did. Find stories. There are all these things you can find online. The town that you come, your parents come from. How did the town even start? Teach your children that. Let them know that. The third self-awareness principle is, what can I do? My potential. As black people, what can we do? So what is potential? Potential is your inherent ability. You see, successful people believe in their own potential and in their own ability. You have to learn how to depend on yourself. Self-reliance. You should read Eduardo. He has a book on self-reliance. You should believe in yourself. Understand that you are your own raw material. Look at Africa. We have all the raw materials in the world, yet we are poor. We don't see the potential that we have. That if we close all our borders and we don't ship anything out of Africa, the world economy will crash in 6 months. We don't know we have such power. We feed the world. They always are telling us that, yeah, Africa, we are hungry. That's not true. They know. But that's what they tell everybody. They tell everybody that we are hungry. Meanwhile, we feed the world up to today. Albertine and all these supermarkets, they have their farms in Africa. They have farms in Ghana. So if we are hungry, how can they be having successful farms? Won't we go and loot the farm? You see? So these are some of the things. You are your own raw material, and you have to learn how to process your own thing. Process your own self. A person with potential generates their own solutions. They don't look for people's ideas so that they become. Anybody's ideas is welcome. You see, you need people to guide you, but they guide you in your own self to help you to harness your potential. We have to believe in ourselves that everything is possible. You see, the way we speak bad about ourselves as Africans is bad. We should stop that. You see, if I start a video and I start talking bad about Africans, I'll start to get a lot of likes. Because we are used to that. So ask yourself, what can I do? Let's ask ourselves as black people, what can we do? Whatever something is created to do, is built with. Whatever something is created to do, the purpose, it is built with potential. What do I mean by that? Flight is built into a bed. The bed's purpose is to fly. And flight, the bed doesn't go to flight school. Human beings have to go to flight school. Otherwise, they will crash the plane. But birds don't have to go to flight school. Why? Because their purpose of flying is built into them. Whatever you are meant to do on this earth is built into you. So discover your purpose and you automatically know your potential. This is what Malcolm X said. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today. What can I do today? If it means just putting even €1 down, what can I do? The future belongs to those who prepare for it today. Malcolm X. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today. Hello, I see Jeffrey Osei Owusu. I see Josephina Jessifa. I see MC Flyboko. I see Nana Boatin Bruce. I see Melissa Jewa. I see Della Buedi. I see Terence Sampson. Hey, percussionist, how are you doing? Self-awareness. We have to be aware of ourselves. So that's our potential. That's the third one. The fourth one is, why am I here? Your purpose. You must be aware of the reason why you are here on earth. Why are you here on earth? Why am I here on earth? That's one of the biggest questions that we try to answer as people. And even though we don't have it all, the little that you know should be able to help you to move forward. I'm having a dry mouth, so I have to wet it small so that I can I can go fire. What is purpose? Purpose is the discovery of your sense of significance. Purpose is your reason for existence. All successful people in history had a sense of destiny. In fact, Americans call them their own manifest destiny. Purpose, what is our purpose as Africans? Why are we here? Why were we created by God first? Why have we survived all these times? We've been here for over 200,000 years. The European has been here for at least 6,000 years. Why have we been here for so long? Why are we here? Let's ask ourselves that question. And in fact, if we are able to answer even 1% of that question, I think we can go far. Because today, anybody can kill black people. You see, we are worth nothing. Because we have not discovered our sense of significance. And even when we discover it, we have not been able to harness it such that people are not threatened. There's no consequence for killing a black person. Why are we here? That's the question. Why are you here? Ask yourself that. I always say that God saw a problem 20 years down the line, 30 years down the line, and he decided that you go into the world and go and solve it. God saw that people would be sad, and he said, like, you go and make people happy. Go and make music, make people happy. Help people to find their purpose. Go, you do this. You be a pilot, you be a doctor, heal people, you do this. You see, and he sent us here, and we have our passions. We don't understand why we are even passionate about certain things. There are some of you, when you see some video on Facebook and it makes you cry, you feel like helping people. You have a sense to build something. And even though nobody understands you, you just want to do it. People don't get you yet, but you have it. It's boiling inside you. Just move on and do it. God is with you. You are here for that reason. No matter how small it is. You see, it is insignificant until it is done. So I want to encourage you, move forward, press on. Do what you are here. I know it's hard. People have talked about you. People have brought you down. People are trying to disgrace you. They will say all sorts of things about you. That's what happens. The fact that you're a good person doesn't mean that bad things will not happen to you. You see, that is Eastern religion. Eastern religion teaches us that you give good things and good things come back to you. But actually, when you read, Jesus promised us that no, that is not what is going to happen. He said that a servant is not better than the master. That if the master was ill-treated, talked about, spat on, and disgraced, and they did all those things, how much more you? So the fact that they did it to Jesus, they'll do it to you. If good things happen to good people, why did they kill Martin Luther King? Why did they imprison Nkrumah, imprison Mandela? They were good people. They wanted everybody to... Martin Luther King said that he wants everybody to sit at the table of brotherliness. But he was still killed. So the fact that you're a good person, that's one thing that we get confused about. Sometimes it confuses us. Why am I doing so much good, yet I'm getting all bad? It is not about you. It is not you. It is the devil trying to confuse you. But don't be confused. But we have to keep pressing on. Let's not be shocked at the evil that comes our way. We have to be steadfast. You see, if you are self-aware of yourself and you know your purpose and you stand your ground, you know your identity, you are balanced. Even though, yeah, you have issues. You have so many things that you are dealing with. But at least you know why you are here. You know your identity. You know your heritage. You see, and it balances you. It grounds you. And even though people talk about you and it will shake you a bit, but you will get back on your feet. So these are things that I'm just teaching you so that you can use to become a better person. You see, you can use to become a better person. We like to stay in conventions. We don't like standing out. In fact, the Japanese have a saying. This is what they say. They say that every nail that stands out needs to be hammered. So we live in societies that we don't like anybody to stand out. Everybody should do the same thing, 6 to 6. Everybody should do it. And we don't understand that there are other avenues that we can break off. That is why the reason all the most successful people in this life had to leave university, they had to stop their university, because the way that they saw the world, they could not find it in the university. And if they were there, they would have destroyed it. I'm not saying don't go to university. Please go. Because there are some people that have also been successful that have been there. But understand that all the major major technologies that has broken forth came from people that had to, they realized that, no, the paradigm of people didn't fit. Because our schools are meant to teach us convention. That's why we have to learn, we have to be self-taught. Because the school is not preparing you for your future. They are preparing you to work in a big company. You see? Your purpose, your passion determines your purpose. What are you passionate about? What is it that puts fire inside you? Passion is deciding to fulfill your purpose at all costs. That is passion. Passion is deciding to fulfill your purpose at all costs. Your purpose gives birth to your passion. Managers have ambition. Leaders have passion. You see, you see a lot of people who are very ambitious. No, that's not enough. Ambition is personal. That is something that is in you. But passion is public. When you see somebody that is passionate, you see it. They will not. They don't have to tell you that they are going somewhere. Immediately you see their passion, you know that they are going somewhere. They are building something. They are passionate about something. So a lot of us have ambition, but none of us is building. You see, a lot of people want to build radio station. Everybody has that ambition, but it is Royal that had the passion to actually put it together. And he did it. So that is passion. Passion is finding something to die for. Passion allows you to withstand opposition and criticism. You see, there are a lot of people that give up on things that they do. Because the passion, somebody killed your passion, or somebody spoke so, there's so much opposition and criticism. But sometimes your passion for something, even though you come back a bit and you recall, you find a way of doing it. Because you see, that is the thing that gives you, it feeds you, it's your fuel. Because you see, passion is a successful person's fuel. Internal fuel is passion. That is the fourth. So the first was identity. Who am I? Second was heritage. Where am I from? The third is potential. Where can I do? What can I do? The fourth is purpose. Why am I here? The fifth is faith and hope. Where am I going? Where am I going? Now, when I say faith and hope, I want us to begin to move from a place of hope to a place of faith. You see, I realize that after speaking to some successful people, I realize that all the very successful people that I speak to, they are sure of tomorrow. It's like they can predict tomorrow. And I was like, I sometimes watch Warren Buffett. I'm like, wow, the guy can predict which company is going to do well, where to invest. I'm like, so when I say faith, I'm not only talking about the spiritual side. I'm talking about faith actually also in yourself. And this one thing that I found out. We live on hope. And hope runs out, because this is what the Bible says, that hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope is like an emergency kit. And I write extensively on hope. Hope is an emergency kit where we go to in times of crisis and we have hope. But we are supposed to live by faith. Even the Bible says that. We should live by faith, not by hope. In fact, when you look at the Bible, all the prophets, they never lived by hope. They didn't come like, oh, I hope today it doesn't rain. No, they go like, today, if the God that I serve lives, it won't rain. That is faith. And I also realize that successful people who are not even in church, they live by faith. How do you live by faith? Through planning. Planning and revelation. Discover something that nobody knows. Planning and revelation, and work at it. That is how you live by faith. This is something your pastor has not taught you. But today I'm teaching you. You don't gain faith by just shouting and doing kabaya, 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 higbe, 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 higbe. We do that. And it's fine. We should do that. That has its place. But hope, faith comes in planning. The only way to have faith in yourself is to plan. You see, and you have a plan, and then you have faith in that plan. And then God helps you with that plan. God helps you with that plan. Even the Bible says, watch and pray. Watch and then pray. So when we talk about faith, where am I going? Faith. There is no prophet in the Bible or in any other religion who prophesies on hope. There is nobody that God worked with who lived on hope. Because too much hope for a long time will make you despair. A lot of us have despaired because we hoped that something good will happen and it never happened. It's because we've not put our hands on faith. When I discovered this, in fact, it made me weep. And I decided to turn some things in my life and start to plan my life. Because I realized that I had to live by faith. So understanding that word, living by faith, I realized that I didn't understand it. Living by faith, which is planning well for your life, having a strategy for your purpose. That is planning. Planning is having strategy for purpose. Planning is having a strategy for purpose. What did I say planning is? Having a strategy for your purpose. That is planning. That is planning. So faith, it's not only just having faith in God. Faith is in having faith in yourself. That whatever God has put in your hands is good. People might have 1,000. And maybe you have just one. Have faith in the little that you have. Have faith that the little that God has given you is enough. The little that life has given you is enough. Somebody may have 1,000. Glory, hallelujah. Let them go. Let them take their 1,000. Have faith in the little that you have. I have one shirt. This is my suit. Somebody might have 100 suits. Glory, hallelujah. This is my one. I polish it. I iron it. I wear my thing. Anytime you see me in the same clothes twice, that is my own palaver. That is my own worry. That is the little that I have. I have faith in it that it will keep me warm. I wear it and I go to my place. I cut my coat according to my size. I don't go and do any big thing anywhere that I cannot handle. Why? Not just because I don't have faith in myself. I have faith in myself. But I plan, I strategize. Glory, hallelujah, for everybody else. This is what I have. The little that I have is what I use. I have faith in the little that I have. That's why I don't envy anybody. Me, I don't jealous anybody. Even people who come that have more than me, I might be able to help them with something. I don't jealous anybody. I just have faith in the little that God has given me. I'll tell you, don't plan. Stop doing New Year's resolution. Stop that. Because we lose it all. Have a plan for 5 to 10 years and then say that the first year, this is what I have to do for my 5-year plan in the first year. The second year, what do I have to do? The third year, what do I have? And then map it out. And as time goes on, things will change in it. But map it out and walk that path. You see, walk that path. Listen, people will say so many things about you. If you are interested in the things people say about you, you will not do anything. You will not go anywhere in life. Be strong in your character. Be strong in yourself. Let people talk. Let people say what they want to say. Let them heap insults on you. Let them say what they want to say. You are the worst person in the world. But have faith in yourself. Have faith in yourself. I said, have what? Faith in yourself. People will talk. People will speak. You see, there are a lot of reports about you. Let's say people are saying so many bad things about you. The question is, what are you saying about yourself? Me, when I wake up, I say nice things about myself. I am good. I am. And it even helps me to become what I say to myself. Because, you see, it's a check and balance. You see, you should speak good things into your life. Don't go like, ik ben dom. Oh, I'm so stupid. No, don't do that. Also, once in a while, tell yourself, I'm wise. You see? Yes. Sometimes pat yourself at the back. Learn how to praise yourself. If you don't know how to praise yourself, you would. God says that I am God. God praises himself. One time, the people wanted to stop praise from coming to Jesus. Jesus said, hey, if you stop it, I'll make the stones praise me. Say good things about yourself. The Bible says that when we stand before God, God will speak praises unto us. God will praise us. Good and faithful servant. Isn't that praise? So learn to say good things about yourself. Build your self-worth. Because sometimes when somebody tells you you're a fool, it pains you because you believe you're a fool. If you are a guy and I insult you, foolish girl, you go like, what is Amon talking about? I'm not a girl, so I cannot be foolish, right? If I say fool, you think like you are foolish. It's because inside you've actually told yourself that. You see? And it's not as that simple, but that is the line that we walk. Speak good things into your life. Let people speak about you. Who didn't they talk about? Who didn't they talk about? They talked about everybody who tried to rise up. As long as you are in the black community, in the Ghanaian community, in the Nigerian community, Suriname, Antillean, everywhere you are, in the Dutch community, people will talk about you. Don't let it bother you. Cry small and wipe your tears. When you cry small, you wipe your tears. They talk about you, you cry small, you wipe your tears, and you move on. You must be fearless, and you must develop it. You see, the lion, when the lion comes into the area, he doesn't ask permission. Stop asking permission to do what you are supposed to do. Wanting approval from people. Stop doing that. We as black people must have faith in ourselves. Strategy to fulfill your purpose. Strategy to fulfill your purpose. That's planning. We have to plan as a people. We have to write reports. Today I was thinking, and I'm ending this. This afternoon, whilst I was reading and writing, you know, I was thinking, because I'm reading this book by this guy. This guy, he's a white guy. He explains things such beautifully. And I was like, wow, what if we black people, we hired some white people to write a document of approval for us on how to deal with black American murders and the way the Europeans, the colonizers are still in Africa, stealing our natural resources, how we are fighting against each other. Let them write a report for us. How to deal? You see, it is the Europeans that are doing this to us. When I say Europeans, I mean the Americans and the people in Europe, the European descent. They are doing this to us. Maybe we need to contact some of their people to show us a way of counteracting them. Because it's all psychological games. I was watching a documentary about colonialism in India yesterday. And I realized that they used their own people, their own Indians, to get their own way. So why can't we do that? I'm just thinking aloud. So these are the five things of self-awareness areas. The five main pillars: identity, who am I? Heritage, where am I from? Potential, what can I do? Purpose, why am I here? Faith and hope. Where am I going? We need hope. Sometimes you are in despair and you need hope. Hope is needed. But what you want to do is build on faith. You want to live by faith. Get to a point where you live by faith. There are some people that have become so successful, and there are some people that have been able to plan. They have faith that in the next three generations of my family will not have to work. If they don't want to work, they can still live good. They have faith. Why? Because of the things that they have built. So they have faith in that. They don't hope, I hope my children will make it when they grow up. Oh, no, they have set things aside, and they have set trust funds and things aside that will help their children to still be at the top. That is faith. But we hope that our children will grow and become somebody. You see the difference? So we have to, sometimes we need, because hope is an emergency kit. And even though we use hope, we have to learn how to walk by faith. Because even the Bible tells us to walk by faith. Thank you so much. This was Berima Amo, bringing you Know Thyself. Today our topic was self-awareness. And we had the five main pillars of self-awareness. Pray for me. I'm busy with my CD right now. When I finish my CD and I have time, I'll finish the book. So one of the main topics is self-awareness in the book about black identity and black unity. It's self-awareness. And I have these five main pillars, and I go deep into it. This one, I'm just brushing through it. But I go deep into it. I go deep into faith. I go deep into hope. I go very deep into these things about purpose and potential. And then I give you exercises, and I give you ways of discovering your purpose, how to find your potential, where to go to look for your faith. Like today, I gave you examples of places that you can visit. You see, use the internet, teach your children. These are things that you need to teach your children on their identity, their heritage, their potential, their purpose. I remember sometimes my father would wake me up in the night and tell me my purpose. Hey, media, my nyejia, let's just say, me and amaye. You see, my father would wake me up and tell me my purpose. And he would speak to me, tell me that I have to be great. I will be great. Buy me books. At 18, my father bought me a typewriter. And then I started to type. He'll buy me books. He'll buy me typewriter. You see what he? So I am like this not because I'm self-made. No, my father made me like this. My father made me like this. He'll buy me jazz CDs. Buy me this so that I can improve on my music. Certificate in computer science. Certificate in computer hardware. Just that when I finished, I went to class for 6 months, and then the school closed, so I didn't finish the hardware. You know, just trying to get me to be ahead took me to the best schools. We have to invest in our children. You see, so people are always going, hey, as for Amu, you have a lot of knowledge. I'm like, no, it didn't start today. It started in my childhood. You see, when my father will have this is his part of the library, and my side is there. You put some books there for me. Then you always remove and you read. So by the time I went to class one, I was reading already. By the time I was 18, I had written like 3 books. When I went back home, the first time I saw the pamphlets that I typed, I was really laughing. Some of the things that I wrote, you know, and I understand now I can write it better. But these are the investments that we make. You should invest in your children's identity. Invest in their heritage. You might not have money. What you have is you can invest in their identity, their heritage, potential, purpose, and in their faith. Do that, and your children will thank you forever. God bless you. Bye.
Yeah, baby, I like the way you shake body. I get money, and then you bring my encody. Yeah, I swear I lie. Say, Woody, make sure you don't go sorry. Forget your worry. I didn't come to spend so lush your money. Well, yeah. Yeah, bro, that I am Jim, bro. Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. Minty will case, Obian Paca assembly. Metu Cocobi, me babes work of Yakochi.